It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Line of Fire. This is Michael Brown. It is Thoroughly Jewish Thursday, but we are taking a break for a moment from our Thoroughly Jewish Thursday emphasis, and momentarily we will be bringing some guests on the air. Let me introduce them first. We are bringing on the air with us for some breaking news, Kristen Wagner, who is a senior counsel and senior vice president of U.S. Legal Advocacy with the Alliance Defending Freedom. In this role, she supervises a team of more than 50 attorneys and legal staff who specialize in constitutional law and focus on religious freedom, sanctity of life, and marriage and family. Along with Kristen is Baronelle Stutzman. She is the sole owner of Arlene's Flowers in Richland, Washington, has for her entire career served and employed people who identify as homosexual. Despite this, the ACLU and Washington Attorney General allege that she is guilty of unlawful discrimination because she acted consistent with her faith and declined to use her creative skills to beautify the same-sex ceremony of a longtime customer, Robert Ingersoll, and another man, Kurt Fried. She's been threatened not just with the loss of her business, loss of her livelihood. Even her own funds have been threatened. There was a major ruling about this today. So we want to bring on Kristen and Baronelle to talk about this ruling, and talk about what is coming next. So again, in short, Baronelle Stutzman had a long-time gay customer who said, hey, I'm getting married. Can you do the floral arrangement for my wedding? And she took him by the hand. She's a woman in her 70s, a grandmother. She took him by the hand, and she said, hey, I can't do this. She says the hardest thing she ever did. And then they continued to talk because they were longtime friends. He was a longtime customer. Continued to talk about the wedding and who's going to walk him down the aisle of Hovitz. This is someone she served and cared for years, but in conscience as a Christian could not use her creative gifts to put together a floral arrangement for something she didn't believe in. And for that, she was taken to court by the state of Washington, and the ACLU has been pushing this case as alleged discrimination based on sexual orientation. So major ruling today. We go to Kristen and Baronelle. Thanks so much for joining us on the Line of Fire.
Thanks for having us.
I've given the background for our listeners. And Kristen, we've just got a short segment here, then we can talk a little bit further and we come back. But what happened in court today? Where do things stand? What's the significance of the ruling?
Well, we're deeply disappointed with today's court's decision. It was from the Washington Supreme Court, and the court essentially said that Baronelle cannot live out her faith in the marketplace, that she will be forced to have to create artistic expression that violates her conscience if she wants to maintain her business and even her personal assets, because the state and ACLU have sued her personally as well as her business.
All right, so this is not a matter of serving a gay customer. This is a matter of using her creative gifts to participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony, which she can't do in conscience. On what basis have they gone after her personal assets?
They're misusing a state statute that would allow them to impose personal liability. It's vengeful and punitive, and it is shocking, really, that one decision, she served him for 10 years, so it's not about service. She served this gentleman for 10 years. She considered him a friend and did all kinds of arrangements for him, but she couldn't participate in the wedding ceremony itself. And what's at stake is that all Americans, all of our rights are at stake, our right to live and act consistent with our convictions and live in the marketplace.
Yeah, and what was the actual vote? How did it break down in the court?
It was 9-0. The Washington Supreme Court and Washington in general is an extremely liberal leftist court. And the ACLU knew that when they filed the lawsuit. It was a lawsuit that they placed and filed.
Extraordinary. Friends, this is chilling. Listeners around America, this is chilling news. We're going to come back and speak with Baronelle Stutzman, get her personal reaction, and attorney Kristen Wagner. This should concern you if you care about religious liberties. Give us
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for joining us. It is Thoroughly Jewish Thursday, where we focus on Israel and Jewish-related issues, but we are taking a break because of a very important national decision that should concern not only followers of Jesus, but everyone who cares about our liberties and our freedoms. We're living in a day where stores are dropping clotheslines from Ivanka Trump because they don't like Trump politics, where fashion designers are saying we will design nothing for Melania Trump anymore because we don't like their politics. And they're being celebrated by Americans. Yes, that's the right thing to do. We don't like the Trump politics. And here you have a godly Christian woman serving gays and lesbians for years, employing gays and lesbians for years, who simply said, I cannot use my creative gifts and skills in business to participate in a same-sex, quote, wedding. And for that, she's being threatened with the loss of everything she has, not just her business, but her personal assets. This, again, is chilling, and the Supreme Court of Washington ruled 9-0 against Baronelle Stutzman. I'm joined by Baronelle and her attorney, Kristen Wagner. Baronelle, you knew that this was a liberal court. Your trust is in the Lord, but still, this must be painful to see this ruling.
You know, it's really very terrifying for all of us. What the court decided was that the government has the power to separate me from my work and my faith, and something that goes totally against my personal conscience.
Yeah, were you expecting a better outcome, or at least not 9-0, or did you know the liberal nature of the court didn't look good?
We knew the court was liberal, but we also hoped that they would uphold the Constitution and not violate my right to free speech and expression.
Yeah. Now, Kristen, what arguments did you raise, and how were those arguments shot down by the court?
Well, we raised some very basic First Amendment rights, but the very first argument we raised was that Baronelle didn't violate the statute. The statute says that you're not supposed to discriminate against someone because of their sexual orientation. And those laws have been misused in a way that they were never intended. But Baronelle didn't discriminate because of Rob Ingersoll's sexual orientation. She served him for 10 years. She knew he was gay. He knew she was religious. And they worked together just fine. She declined an event, a marriage ceremony. And that was why she made that decision. So she didn't violate the statute. But we also argued that even if the court were to find that, she has First Amendment freedoms that have to be protected, and they trump any state statute. Those First Amendment freedoms exist whether or not you're a business. The Constitution protects her right of free speech, the right of creative professionals to promote messages and produce art that is consistent with what they want to produce and not against their will. And then the free exercise of religion. She has the right to live and work consistent with her convictions and shouldn't be banished from the marketplace simply because she has beliefs about marriage being between a man and a woman that are based in her religious beliefs and what the Bible teaches her.
Now, you always get the argument, Kristen, well, what if she said that she wouldn't participate in a wedding because she didn't like blacks? It was a black couple or an interracial couple, and should we tolerate that? You hear those arguments all the time. How do you respond?
I think it's an intellectually dishonest argument. It's an attempt to shut down debate and to bully people. To compare the subjugation of African Americans and what they suffered for hundreds of years to Baronelle's loving, kind conversation and service of this gentleman for 10 years, it's absurd. Creative professionals shouldn't be forced by the government to create custom work for a religious ceremony that violates their religious beliefs. And the fact that she, you know, is not only going to lose her business potentially, but her home, her retirement, her life savings, because she referred a longtime customer, it should alarm all of us, because all of our freedoms are in jeopardy if they can do something like this to Baronelle.
Right. And you would think, okay, you've got an older woman, you've got a grandmother, you've got someone that's served the gay and lesbian community for years. You're not talking about some right-wing extremist, internet radical or something stirring up trouble. That, again, is what makes this all the more chilling. And this is saying you do not have the right to practice your religion if you're going to do it outside of your church building. And Baronel, what happened with you and Robert Ingersoll, the gentleman involved with this, when you told him no and you said that was the hardest thing you had to do, you took him by the hand, you told him you couldn't do it, what happened immediately after that? Did he get angry with you? Did he storm out of the store? What happened?
No, he didn't get angry at all. Matter of fact, he said he understood. And we talked about his mom walking down the aisle and how he got engaged. And we chit-chatted for a while. He asked me if I would recommend another florist, and I did three that I knew were doing a good job. And we hugged each other, and Rob left.
So how did it then turn into a lawsuit?
His partner, Kurt, put something on Facebook that evening that said to the back, you know, I have the right to believe the way I did, but I hurt their feelings, and it went viral from there.
Yeah, just extraordinary. So it wasn't even at their initiative or Robert Ingersoll's initiative to hurt you. How do they feel now? How does Robert Ingersoll feel, if you can comment on that, now that there's this attack on you, even on your personal assets, retirement, how does he feel about that?
You know, I don't know how he feels about that, but if Rob walked into my store today, I would serve him for another 10 years. I really miss him, and we worked well together.
Yeah, and what an extraordinary heart to have, not bitterness and anger towards him. Kristen, where do things go from here, and what would you like to say to all Christians listening?
Well, we will appeal this case to the United States Supreme Court. And I guess to put it succinctly, I would say, if not now, when? If we don't start to stand up for our freedoms now, Baronel's not the only person in this nation that's being threatened to lawsuits with a lawsuit, but there are many Christians, and we're being faced with the choice of whether we have the right to peacefully live and operate according to our beliefs. If we don't take a stand, we're going to lose not just our religious freedom, but many other civil liberties, too, because they go together. Civil liberties travel together. So I would encourage all of us, we need to be speaking in our communities, writing op-eds, and really learning about these issues and talking with our neighbors about why religious freedom is important. And I'd encourage them to stand with Baronel. We also need to support the executive order that President Trump is considering right now on religious freedom, and let the White House know, because President Trump said that religious freedom and protecting it would be his first priority. We need to hold him to that, and we need a good ninth justice on the court.
All right. If folks want to stand with Baronel, can they do it through the ADF website? What's the best way?
Yes, they can. There's a website called letfreedombloom.com, and that will give them all the information that they need.
All right. letfreedombloom.com. And, you know, the thing that strikes me in all of this is the power of social media. That something was just posted on Facebook and went viral. If Christians would just use social media and get their views out and take stands and write letters to editors and op-eds and talk about these issues with their kids in the schools, we could make a massive difference doing that. For some reason, we've just thought this is a storm that's going to pass, and that's not the case. Hey, Baron, last question for you. Your life has been interrupted in a way you never would have imagined. You're in your 70s, you're a grandmother. This is the time of life that you enjoy your business as much as you want to, and you enjoy your family and your grandkids, and certainly not the time that you look for a big fight. If you could do this over, would you have done something differently? Would you say, hey, why have a fight? I want to avoid this. It's going to be too costly, so I'm going to go ahead and make the floor arrangement for these two men. Would you do it differently if you could do it over?
No, sir, I wouldn't, unless God changes his word. When he changes his word, I can change my mind.
Got it. You didn't surprise me in saying that. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to. Hey, we're standing with you. I plan to write another article on this to do my best to get the word out. And, you know, something struck me some years ago when I saw, for example, a black deaf woman at Gallaudet University in D.C., considered the leading school for the deaf. And she was a beloved staff member there for years. And when she simply, and she headed up diversity department there, which had nothing to do with sexual issues. So here you've got a woman, you got an African-American woman, you got a deaf woman. And when she simply signed a petition with her husband in Maryland at a church service saying, please let us vote on redefining marriage. We don't want elected officials to decide. We want to vote on it. When word got out that she had done that, when a lesbian professor saw that her name was listed when a gay newspaper published it, that got to the school, that got to the president, and she was relieved of her duties. It was months before she was brought back after an outcry. And I thought, if someone like that can become the bad person in this, and she can be bullied, what have we come to? The same with you, Baronelle. If you can be bullied and people are standing with the bullies, what's happening to our nation? Hey, there are more with you than against you. Above and beyond that, God's with you. We believe we're going to see these things turn around, and you're on the front lines. Thank you for taking the stands that you have.
Thank you.